So what are the biggest improvements to the game on PS4? Because I'm sure people that played it on the PS3 enjoyed the gameplay and all the cool characters and the music and all those things. But if they're going to make that transition from PS3 to PS4, what are the things that they should expect to go, oh, man, look at that?
I mean, there are some, you know, I mean, like, I like to think of the game more like a solid 1.5 than a 2, if you know what I mean, in terms of, like, sequels kind of thing.
Mm-hmm.
It is very much, like, built on the core of Five Star Wrestling, so you've got all the good gameplay stuff there. But, you know, we had so much development troubles on the PS3, you know, memory. The PS3 was 10 years old when we released on it.
Mm-hmm.
The memory issues on there was so big that the technology these days, I mean, your phone had more memory than the PS3. So it was like trying to squeeze all these animations in there, trying to make them all work properly, make everything nice. We were just struggling with that kind of thing. We go up to the PS4, it handles everything a whole lot nicer, the frame rate's smoother, you know, the animations play a lot better than what they did on the PS3, because we didn't have to do like this like keyframe reduction and stuff like that on there. There was just all kinds of like nice little improvements. But then on top of that, we did like a full graphical overhaul. You know, like, if you find all 8 characters from the first game, and you put them side by side, they all looked identical. Like, that was, you know, because we didn't really have a budget. It was a, you know, we were fighting along kind of thing. We spent a lot of money on it, but it was like, it was not a lot in terms of the video game world, you know? Like, WWE spending 20-odd million on their game kind of thing. We had nothing like that. But this time around, we managed to completely overhaul the art. We got new character models for every character. Every costume's got their own model as well. So it's like, it feels a lot nicer because of that kind of stuff. And obviously, we've got some more effects in there. We managed to get entrances in. We managed to get a lot more arenas in there. We've got licensed arenas like Discovery Wrestling, which is a cool little indie company up in Scotland. Up to like bigger arenas like Rev Pro, they're going to be in the game. So I mean, it's nice to be able to interact with the wrestling world on that kind of a level. And then from a gameplay perspective, we've done things like every heel can be turned into a babyface, every babyface can be turned into a heel, and they've got slightly different movesets depending on which one you play. And they have, you know what our game's like, you've got to play to that character. So if you play, you know, Curtis Angel as a heel, you've got to play completely different when you're a babyface.
Mm-hmm.
That's just how it goes. So it's all that kind of stuff that I'm excited about, and I think players when they're playing it, they'll go, oh, they're nice little touches. But you know, the other side of it is that it just works better. Everything about it's nicer.